Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Ukraine is insisting today that Russia still will not guarantee safe passage to get much-needed food and water to civilians in besieged cities. Millions of Ukrainians have escaped to other parts of Europe. In the Black Sea port of Odessa, the military has been fortifying buildings with barbed wire and sandbags in anticipation of a Russian attack. Isabel Kershudian is reporting from Odessa for our editorial partner, The Washington Post. Isabel, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Russian troops have seized some cities in the south, and they've surrounded many others. What are you seeing there today in Odessa?
Well, for now, the city is still pretty, you know, normal. There are people out and about, but you also see the way the city has prepared. So they've just been fortifying. You see barricades kind of along a lot of downtown streets. One of the main kind of pedestrian areas, usually Deribasovskaya Street, is completely shut down right now. Nobody can walk through there because there are just defense operations, as I understand. There's anti-tank metal, you know, hedgehogs everywhere, and just walls made of, you know, sandbags.
Hedgehogs are those big metal, they look like X's in the roads. Is that what that is?
Yes. Yeah. I think they're like, they date back to World War II.
Right.
There's a lot of them in Ukraine, kind of along major roads or streets just to kind of block the advance of tanks there.
Isabel, can you explain why, with so much of southern Ukraine under attack by the Russians, why Odessa has been spared so far?
You know, I think they're trying to kind of eventually, when they attack the city, I think they want it to be coordinated. The Russians do. So right now, Russian forces are still in a fight for Mykolaiv, which is about 80 miles to the northeast. The common thinking here is that if Russians were to take Mykolaiv, the way they took Kherson, you know, another port city, they would kind of advance to this area, and then there would be also an attack from the sea, where we know about 8 Russian warships, maybe more, are just off the coast here. There's also a Russian troop presence in Transnistria, the breakaway territory on the border of Moldova and Ukraine. You know, that could also bring support for an attack from the west. So Odessa potentially faces like a 3-prong attack just on the city. And I think Russians are expecting this city to be pretty well fortified because of how important it is as a economic port for Ukraine.
Yeah. So how does that sit with people who are still living there? We're all seeing these terrible images of the maternity hospital bombed in Mariupol, of people in other cities surrounded by troops. They don't have water. They don't have heat or electricity. Is there a sense of dread that Odessa is next?
Yeah, there definitely is. I mean, I think there's an incredible tension, you know, around the city. I'm surprised by how many people are still here, considering, you know, evacuating through the Moldovan border is pretty simple from here. It's not that far of a drive. But people have an immense love for this city. So you see people kind of digging in, and they're certainly afraid after what they've seen happen in Kharkiv and in Mariupol, for example. But they also want to kind of stay to fight and kind of defend their city from that happening here.
I know this story is personal for you because you have family history in Odessa. Your great aunt lives there. How is she doing?
Yeah, that's true. Both my parents and my grandparents, everybody in my family was born here in Odessa. You know, I was the first of my family born in the United States. But my great aunt is here. She is one of those people who did not want to evacuate. She's incredibly loyal to this place. You know, I think she's hopeful that, you know, the city will be spared or that Ukraine will be able to kind of secure some sort of victory before then.
You call her, what is it, baby Zina?
Bubba Zina.
Bubba Zina, yeah. So what is it like for you as a reporter to cover this story, but to also worry about the safety of someone you love in a city that has, you know, really deep resonance to your own family history?
Yeah, I think you try to still keep some professional distance, but it's hard. I mean, I dreamed of coming to this place for so many years, and then, you know, I'd had multiple reporting trips to Ukraine over the past year, and for some reason was just never able to get down to Odessa until now. So, you know, I think on the one hand, it's been nice to kind of reconnect with her and spend time with her. But you're right, I do worry about, I think the professional distance I do have says that the city is potentially facing, you know, a lot of trouble in the coming, you know, days or week. I was in Kharkiv, which has, you know, I've just seen that downtown be completely destroyed. And there is a sense of dread that that could be coming here, that, you know, my loved ones, my family could kind of have to experience that. And it's pretty hard.
You mentioned that your great aunt doesn't want to leave Odessa. In fact, you've been reporting that a lot of the elderly in the city are refusing to evacuate. Can you help me understand why that is? And also, in that case, who's left behind to help them?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, you know, I think we think evacuating is probably a, you know, simpler process than it is. It's one thing when you have, you know, kind of big families evacuate together. But for a lot of the elderly, they don't have anyone, or they have, you know, kind of physical conditions that make it very hard for them to actually physically leave. You know, and then there's some people who just say, I don't want to leave because this is my home. And my Baba Zina is one of those. Mm. So I think she wants to tie her fate to this city. There's a saying in Odessa, it's Odessa Mama, which really just kind of encapsulates this feeling of Odessa being this kind of matriarch who will protect you. And I think people now want to protect it.
That the city will take care of them. Well, we certainly hope that is true for the people of Odessa, for your great aunt as well. Washington Post correspondent Isabel Kershudian reporting from the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. Best of luck and thank you so much.
Thank you.